And Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU with this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Today we're talking about recycling batteries. Personally, I usually end up bagging up all my dead batteries, and twice a year I take them to a home hazardous waste collection event and drop them off there. Now, I naturally assume from that point forward the batteries would be recycled and kept out of the landfills, but that's not necessarily the case. In fact, when battery companies stopped using mercury back in the 1990s, some of the prevailing wisdom said it was okay to start throwing the batteries in the trash. Well, I have some real questions about that, and today our guest is going to help us find some answers. Jeremy Sova is Vice President of Business Development at Howell-based Battery Solutions, LLC. His company facilitates the collection and distribution of batteries from around the country for recycling. Good morning, and welcome, Jeremy. Certainly appreciate your time.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into the recycling process itself, let me ask this again. Am I right to question whether batteries should be dumped in the trash and landfilled?
You absolutely are correct. It's a question that we asked many years ago and decided to draft a solution to make sure that that doesn't happen over time.
Now, batteries have lead, nickel, cadmium, lithium, and a variety of chemicals that seem to me would be dangerous in the landfill leachate that can ultimately permeate our groundwater aquifers. So why was there somewhat of a shift in philosophy? Just because mercury was no longer a part of the equation?
Yeah, and I think also you have lead and cadmium and other what they call micrometals, which are dangerous for the environment. But part of the challenge has been having to build out an infrastructure that can accommodate the recycling of all those different dangerous chemicals.
Your company, Battery Solutions, LLC, used to have a contract with the city of Ann Arbor for battery recycling. What happened? Why did that agreement come to an end?
Good question. It was a good program. It was lasting a number of years, and I believe it was to budgetary constraints within the county or the city, and they had to make some cutbacks, and unfortunately recycling was one of the ones that went.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Our guest today is Jeremy Sova, and Jeremy is Vice President of Business Development at Howell-based Battery Solutions, LLC. Now, Recycle Ann Arbor no longer accepts batteries at its drop-off station, and yet your company is collecting batteries from all around the country, then shipping them to facilities in various places, including in Brighton, where the actual recycling takes place, correct?
That's exactly correct.
Why, if it is okay to dump batteries in the landfill, are you collecting so many from around the nation?
Good question. I think there's it's a long-term movement or a green movement that we're talking about here, and I think some other states are a little bit more on the forefront than others. I think Michigan's kind of in the middle of the road, but it is catching up, and we're seeing a lot more increased collection over time, and I think it's because of awareness like this.
As we look at the actual process, Jeremy, the batteries are shipped to you via land and air. You then ship them from Howell to Brighton and elsewhere where facilities are that are doing the recycling. Then the recycled materials have to be shipped out for use elsewhere. Let's start here. How much of a battery can be recycled?
Okay, when you're talking about a typical alkaline or lead-acid battery, which are probably the two most common, it's close to 100%. So all the different constituent fractions are broken down. For alkaline, for instance, you have a zinc manganese concentrate that goes into a micronutrient, which is eventually used for fertilizer. And in the lead business, you get the lead batteries that are used for making, the lead's used for making new batteries, and the plastics are used for making all kinds of products. So quite a bit of the battery does get recycled. A few of the other chemistries, there's a little bit of material that still goes to a slag process. And until there's some more research and development on how to get those different fractions out, you'll see a slightly lower recycling rate. But for the most part, it's a very good process across the board.
Yeah, in some cases close to 100%. But even with that high a percentage of reclamation, given the fossil fuels it takes to recycle the batteries, are we not operating at an overall environmental deficit?
The real challenge typically comes into the transportation or freight. So when you move the batteries across the country, you're getting to a position where you're starting to burn the carbon footprint. So
right.
Our goal is to bring the recycling technology to the waste stream. So eventually having recycling facilities all over what we call the Super Bowl cities. So we can then prevent the batteries from having to travel from the generator to the recycler. And that, I think, would tip the equation in the other direction.
Once again, you are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking battery recycling. David Fair here alongside Jeremy Sova, and Jeremy's Vice President of Business Development at Howell-based Battery Solutions, LLC. And what we're talking about, you already touched upon. It's infrastructure deficiency. What is it going to take? What kind of investment is it going to take to make sure that in these Super Bowl cities, that in all the major metropolitan areas, we have the infrastructure necessary to, A, keep it out of the landfill, and reduce the carbon footprint associated with recycling?
To be honest with you, I think it's really going to take a push at the legislative level for laws to mandate it. So we've seen considerable success in California for rechargeable batteries and also some of the primary batteries. And now Vermont is the first state as of this year to pass an all-battery bill, which mandates everybody to collect all their different types of batteries. I think if you see those legislative efforts continue across the country, you'll see awareness go up, you'll see people want to do the right thing, and eventually you'll see very large collection rates that'll lead to a much cleaner environment for us.
So we're looking at a legislative process, and it's starting to happen, as you mentioned, in California and Vermont, but even when passed, the infrastructure does not exist to accommodate all the batteries that are mandated to be collected.
So what happens is recyclers like ourselves will team up with the battery manufacturers because they'll then be incentives to do so that are driven by the legislature, and we'll come together and increase those collections exponentially over time, and we're certainly ready for it.
So what we need to do is start taking a look at how we're dealing with this issue on an individual basis, and ultimately, collectively, that will make a difference. But how do I get my batteries to you? What should I be doing?
Good question. So in the meantime, what we have, we call them iRecycle kits. So you can go to our website at www.batteryrecycling.com. And you can purchase a recycling kit for about $25 for a household. Gives you a small box. Everything's included, the recycling, the shipping, and so you just basically fill it up with batteries, put it in your mailbox. It comes to us for recycling, and it costs you about 50 cents per month to do so in the meantime.
You know, I can already hear a lot of people saying, Jeremy, you want me to do the right thing, but you want me to pay to do it. How do you respond to them?
That's a message I hear every day. And, you know, unfortunately, like every other business, we certainly have to make money to stay viable. And the amount of material that's in the batteries is not valuable enough to offset the cost of recycling. For instance, like an aluminum can, aluminum is worth more money than it costs to crush the can, so it makes sense to collect them and get paid for them. Batteries are slightly different, so there's a lot more that goes into the process. And it all comes down to dollars and cents.
So how does this become a profitable venture then, or can it? Does it ultimately end up being a nonprofit environmental issue?
It'll become profitable when they start to pass what they call extended producer responsibility legislation, and that's basically the manufacturers coming in and doing the right thing and taking responsibility for the products that they're putting out in the marketplace. So they will have to fund what they call a extended producer responsibility type of a kitty. And that will offset all the different costs involved, and companies like ourselves will be able to remain viable.
In your engagement with battery companies, are they willing to move in this direction? Is it something that they see as part of their future?
As a matter of fact, they are. I think you know, we've put enough pressure on them over the years that they're starting to actually get the message, and we've actually met face-to-face on a number of occasions starting to work on the infrastructure. So things are going in the right direction.
And I guess one of the other points I wanted to bring up, the price of doing the right thing. When we don't, the price can be far more exorbitant to clean up the mess we've left.
That's exactly right. Particularly in the case of lead-acid batteries, we've learned over the last 50 or 60 years that kicking the can down the road is very bad for the environment. It's, you know, bad for our children, our grandchildren, and these are very, very dangerous chemicals inside these batteries.
So, Jeremy, once again, where can we find the best resource for information on battery recycling and information on what we should do?
I would start with our website. We got a lot of information on how it all works, and you can get educated there. And from there, you can find some other links to other areas in the industry.
And that is batteryrecycling.com?
That's correct.
Jeremy, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate the information.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great.
That is Jeremy Sova, Vice President of Business Development, Howell-based Battery Solutions. I'm David Fair, and I invite you to join us next Wednesday for another edition of Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Department and is heard only on 89.1 WEMU.